Fairbanks radio flight data. Reference at November 3486 Charlie, squawking 0122.
Yes.
Do you have another position on him?
I do. I can take him up on the radar, actually.
Did you want us to hand him over to you to where you can talk to him?
Or? Right now he's on the Fairbanks 013 at 47. Do you think I could help him, or what's the situation?
He's looking for a trail that he can land on. He's going to have to land here pretty soon. I think what we need to do is we don't have a DF for him, and we better get him on radar contact. For if we lose radar contact, we know where he's
all
at.
All right, let's try putting him on my frequency, 120.9er.
Fairbanks Center, you have 86 Charlie on frequency now.
86 Charlie's broken. Go ahead and relay.
Okay, go ahead. I'll relay for you, Rick. What do you need? Fairbanks Center, 86 Charlie's going to try to land on the Knoll Creek Trail. I'm going to come back if you can help me get me on radar. I don't have a transponder, but I can go ahead and land next to him on the Knoll Creek Trail and see if I can help.
All right, he's on a Gnome Creek Trail. I've got a good tag on him on the radar. And who's this talking? What's the call sign?
Roger, it's Piper 7516 Kilo. 86 Charlie, you still in the air?
Yeah, we got smoke coming in the cabin now, so I'm still in the air.
Piper 7516 Kilo, keep track of 86 Charlie, and if you need rescue, let us know.
Did you land, Rick?
Yeah, we got an emergency going on here. Listen, if you will, and relay if I don't respond.
Okay, Fairbanks Center, this is 7516 Kilo. Yeah, 86 Charlie has landed on the, he's fine on the ground. I'm going to go ahead and land there if I can.
16 Kilo, 86 Charlie is on the ground safe. You're going to attempt to land by him. Do you have his position or do you see him?
Yeah, he saw me and I think I see him where he landed. I'll know when I get a little closer. I'm sorry, Rick, you're a step on the frequency there. You're flashing your lights. I think I see where you are there. Let me just get. You know, I'm only about a mile from where I think you landed. Okay, Fairbanks Center. I'm right over top of where my friend landed. It's a good spot for me. I'm in a supercut, so I'm going to go ahead and land there too. But apparently everything's fine. Whenever I take off, I'll give you a call on this frequency.
Supercut 16 Kilo, Roger. And advise your intentions and position on this frequency. Call for overhead aircraft because I won't be able to hear you. There's a Conoco 131 in the area and Alaska 183. Okay, yeah, let us know that everything is good. Otherwise, we're going to send rescue.
I don't think you'll need to send rescue at all. I can. I mean, he fell off the road a little bit when he landed, but looks like his airplane is fine, and I'll give whatever assistance he needs flying him into town or something.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, just let us know final result here. So if something happens to you, we don't have two of you out there.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Fairbanks radio flight data.
Yeah, sector 1516. Reference your November 3486 Charlie. He did land. He's safe. He's got a Piper Cub 16 Kilo. We're going to land and pick him up, and they're going to let me know when they're in the air again.
Well, thank you for the service.
Oh, no problem.
Have a good day. Thank you.